How do you do it?
I mean, it's showing up and doing your job, whether it's on the military end, on the football end, just showing up and doing your job every single day and doing the best you can.
Can you explain to us exactly what your job is away from the football field so we can better understand?
Yeah, okay. So I'm an ensign in the Navy, just graduated from the academy, and right now I'm temporarily assigned duty to the Naval Academy Prep School in Newport, Rhode Island. Basically just staff officer, I help out with the football team there. Then I handle, odds and ends around the command, whatever's needed of me.
How long do you have to be there?
I'm there about 4 days a week. I make sure to, I'm making all my practices, making all my meetings, but I'm there about 4 days a week.
How do you balance both?
Like I said, just showing up and doing your job every single day.
How many questions did they ask you about the Patriots?
Field quite a bit. It is New England. A lot of great fans out here.
Do you get a lot of guys like trying to get you get autographs and all that kind of stuff? I know you get the Brady stuff all day, every day.
No, not so much. When I'm there, everybody's aware that, I have a job to do, just as they're doing their job. So, they might, playful banter, but ultimately it's all supportive, cheering me on.
Was there ever a point where you were thinking maybe it might be too much, where you would, this is demanding and that is demanding?
No. I think the preparation that the Naval Academy has given me has prepared me really well for to take on the responsibilities on both ends.
Yeah, how specifically did your time at the Naval Academy prepare you for football and the balancing act?
I guess the biggest thing is you learn to compartmentalize. There you really have a heavy emphasis on academics, military bearing, as well as athletics for, anybody on a sports team. So the biggest thing is showing up, you're doing your job on every single end, and you're doing the best you can on in every single aspect of that, whatever you got to do. So, you're putting all the effort you can in the classroom, you're putting all the effort you can in the hall with your military bearing, and when you're out on the field, you have to put everything out there. So I think that really prepared me for what I'm doing now.
It's easy to get caught up in the bright lights of the NFL. How has being in the military kept you grounded and maybe changed the
I mean, I can't really speak on anybody else, but I think it's given me a good perspective on, just what's really important in life. And, I appreciate, our nation's service members so much, especially, being able to take pride in counting myself among them. Ultimately, that's the uniform I put on first. And when I get the opportunity to go out on the field and play, I take that as a blessing every single day.
I know it was really cool for us to see what they did this past week with the, all the different ways that they had the flag and the stands and whatnot. For you to see that, I guess, how did that make you feel to see?
It means a lot that, the people back home are supporting those overseas fighting, those that are just, they're sacrificing so much, and to give a little recognition to them, is so much. I mean, less than 1% of the population serves in the military. So for such a big stage to really just say thank you, it means a lot.
At
what point in your life did you know you were going to serve in the military?
I don't know the exact point. It was always something I wanted to do. My dad was in the Navy, so I grew up around it. And, that was always a goal of mine to serve the country.
As odd as it may sound, how important are sports to people in the military, maybe just as a little bit of an escape?
Oh, you take a tremendous amount of pride in, your hometown team. And it gives you, like you said, it is an escape for some. But for a lot, it's just, it's normal. You're rooting on your team back home. And, you take pride in those that are out on the field. And, like you said, it is an escape.
This may sound like a job interview question, but where do you see yourself in 5 years? Would you still be active in the NFL and active in the Navy?
Hopefully. I'd taken every single day individually, one day at a time. I'm very blessed and lucky to be here, lucky to have this opportunity. And, in 5 years, who knows where I'll be. But I can guarantee that, I'll be working my hardest to be, in a good place.
How long do you have to spend your summers?
As far as my off season goes, not quite sure. I know I'll probably be reporting to my ship here, whenever, postseason, and then whatever's asked of me. That's really where I'll be. I don't know for sure.
When did you get your ship?